Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into something a little different today. Numbers chapter 7. Now I know. Numbers. It's not exactly known for being the most thrilling part of the Bible. Lots of lists, genealogies, you know the drill.
Yeah.
But this chapter, chapter 7, has got something special going on. We're talking about the dedication of the tabernacle.
Right.
That portable sanctuary that the Israelites were carting around.
Right.
And the way they dedicated it, well, that's where things get interesting. Picture this, a 12-day ceremony. Each day, a different leader representing their tribe comes forward with an offering.
It's a pretty amazing spectacle when you think about it. And the offerings themselves are seriously extravagant. I mean, we're talking the silver chargers, bowls, gold spoons, animals, lots of animals, actually, for sacrifice. They even brought flour and oil for grain offerings.
Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, yeah. It's clear these tribes weren't messing around. They were showing up with the best of the best.
And the thing is, each leader brings the exact same offering, like identical.
Yeah,
it's going to mean something, right?
Absolutely. It seems to point to this deep sense of unity and equality among the tribes. Like, regardless of their size or their status, they all shared the responsibility for maintaining the tabernacle.
It's kind of like a powerful statement about shared ownership, that they were all in this together.
Yeah, exactly. A real sense of community. So you've got this grand procession day after day with each tribe affirming their commitment, not just to the tabernacle itself, but to the whole community and to God.
Makes you think about the kinds of things we dedicate ourselves to today, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, we may not be offering up silver chargers and bowls, but the spirit of that dedication, that commitment, that sense of shared purpose, it's still relevant, maybe even more so in our world today.
Right. And it makes you wonder, you know, about those specific items, like why those particular things, did they have some symbolic meaning?
Oh, absolutely. In the ancient world, objects held a lot of weight, symbolic weight. Like, take the silver chargers, for example. All shiny and reflective. They could symbolize purity, maybe, reflecting God's glory.
Interesting.
And then you've got the bulls, powerful animals, often used in sacrifices. They could represent strength, willingness to offer something precious to the divine.
So it wasn't just about the material value. It was more like they were using these offerings to express these bigger ideas, spiritual concepts.
Yeah.
And the fact that they all offered the same things, well, that just reinforces the idea that they shared these values, these beliefs.
Exactly. It points to a really cohesive community, united by their shared ancestry, sure, but also by these rituals, their beliefs, and their hopes for the future.
It all comes together in this incredible ceremony, 12 days long. I mean, they could have just done it all in one go.
Right.
Yeah.
But stretching it out, making it this this elaborate ritual, it really underscores just how important this was to them.
It creates this sense of anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Each day, another tribe, another declaration of their commitment, their faith, and their shared identity. It's pretty powerful stuff. You know, it makes you wonder how this whole grand procession with the offerings connects to us today. Like, what are our modern day offerings, you know?
It's a really interesting question. I mean, obviously, we're not walking around with silver bowls and, you know, sacrificing bulls. But,
right.
But there's got to be some kind of parallel, some way that we offer things up to our communities today.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that everybody's got something to give, whether it's time or talents or resources. Even just being there to listen to someone, support them. And just like those tribal leaders back then, all those different contributions, big or small, they all help to build up our communities, make them stronger.
I like that. Like thinking about all the different ways people contribute, volunteering at a food bank or maybe organizing a park cleanup, mentoring someone, could even be something small, like checking in on an elderly neighbor. It's really all about being present and giving back in whatever way feels right to you.
Exactly. And what's cool is that the text doesn't actually tell us like what our offerings should be today. It's more about the idea, understanding that we all have plenty in our own lives and finding ways to share that with others.
Right. It's not about like having a checklist, more about figuring out what works for you.
Exactly. And just like those offerings way back when supported the community in all sorts of ways, physical and spiritual, well, our contributions today can do the same thing. They can address all those different needs that our communities are facing.
It's almost like we're all part of this like giant puzzle, right? And every piece is important. You need them all to complete the picture. And the cool thing is they don't all have to be the same. Like those 12 tribes probably had different things to offer, different strength, different resources. It's more about the fact that everyone's chipping in.
Yeah. It's not about comparing who's doing more or feeling like our efforts are too small to make a difference. Numbers, chapter 7, it reminds us that everything we give matters every gesture of support. It's not about the quantity, it's about the quality. Finding that thing that feels meaningful and impactful to you.
And it wasn't just about tossing something in a pile either. It was this whole ceremony, carefully planned out. Those leaders, they presented those offerings with care.
Yeah.
You know, reverence. Mm-hmm. And that makes me think about how we approach giving today. Like, how can we make it more intentional?
It's so easy to just go through the motions, throw a few bucks in a donation jar, or volunteer because you feel like you should. But what if we really put some thought into it, you know, like those Israelites did?
Right. Maybe we need to come up with our own little dedication ceremonies, you know, moments where we really think about our values, make a conscious decision about how we want to contribute. It could be setting aside time to volunteer or picking a charity that really speaks to you, or just taking a minute to express gratitude to the people who make a difference in our lives.
I love that. Creating those little personal ceremonies, it turns giving into something that nourishes us, something we choose to do, not because we have to, but because it adds meaning to our lives. And that gets me thinking, you know, what if we took that idea of dedication and applied it to ourselves, not just what we give outwardly, but to how we grow as people,
yeah,
to working on qualities like compassion and kindness and generosity within ourselves.
Like, yeah, we focus so much on giving to external causes, but what about giving to ourselves,
mm-hmm,
to becoming better people, like,
yeah,
cultivating those qualities that make us, well, more giving and compassionate people?
Exactly. What if we brought that same intentionality that those Israelites had to our own inner work? What if we treated ourselves as these, like, sacred spaces worthy of care and attention?
That's a powerful thought. It's almost like we can become those offerings ourselves, mm-hmm, not just giving outwardly, but embodying those qualities within ourselves: generosity, unity,
yeah,
reverence, recognizing that we all have value.
And that's something we can then share with others. When we come from a place of abundance and wholeness inside, our actions, they naturally reflect that generosity and compassion.
So I've got this idea that we can be the offerings, right? But how do we actually, like, make that happen, especially in our busy, crazy, modern lives?
Well, the cool thing is we don't need a physical tabernacle to gather around. It's not about the place. It's about the feeling, that sense of connection and meaning and finding something bigger than ourselves.
Right. Like, that sacred space can be anywhere, really, inside of us, in our relationships, you know, just the way we move through the world.
Exactly. And it's something we create,
yeah,
through our actions, our choices. It's about taking those pauses, being intentional, making time for things that nourish our souls and remind us of what really matters.
So it could be like just taking a few minutes each day to be quiet, be still, or spending time with people you love, doing something for others that brings you joy, or even just stopping to appreciate the beauty around us. You know, the little things. It's about making those choices, the ones that really resonate with you, the ones that bring you closer to that feeling of wholeness and connection.
And just like those Israelites offered those gifts to the tabernacle, we can offer our actions, our words, even just our presence, mm, to the world, offerings of kindness, generosity, love.
It really is beautiful when you think about it like that, that just by being ourselves, by choosing to live a life that aligns with our values, we're already giving something to the world.
And those offerings, when they come from a place of genuine connection, they have this power to change things, not just for us, but for everyone around us.
So it all comes back to Numbers, chapter 7. An ancient story about offerings that somehow manages to speak to us, you know, thousands of years later. It reminds us that we all have something to give, something to offer, and that those offerings, no matter how small they may seem, they can make a difference, a real difference.
And maybe, just maybe, by tapping into that ancient wisdom, we can find a deeper connection with ourselves, with each other, and with that sense of the sacred that's all around us.
That's a great way to put it. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Numbers chapter 7. We hope you found it meaningful and inspiring. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.